Today we are reading the words of the Psalm 31. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defence to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbours, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. Do you ever feel yourself to be riding what we often call an emotional roller coaster? It really is a very good metaphor to describe the various fluctuating emotions that we experience as human beings. A fairground roller coaster causes excitement, apprehension, panic, fear, relief, and jubilation, all in the space of a few brief minutes. There are times in the real world when our emotions undergo a number of experiences as we are swept from sorrow and pain into happiness and peace. It seems apparent that as David penned the 31st Psalm, he was on this emotional roller coaster. He begins with a quiet sense of faith and confidence. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, verse 1. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me, verse 3. There are also expressions of joy in the early verses of the psalm. It seems that David had benefited from answers to prayer and had known the Lord to be with him. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, verse 7. When we come into the middle part of the psalm, however, David's mood changes. He is now in trouble and he is suffering grief, verse 9. He is sighing, verse 10. He feels like a dead man in a broken vessel, verse 12. He's certainly in a bad way. He is in fear. There are those who not only slander him, but are endeavouring to kill him to remove his life. By the 14th verse, David's mood changes once again. His panic subsides. He returns to quiet trust. Actually, the words of verse 15 are a most comforting prayer. Here is a prayer that we can all emulate. My times are in thy hand. Do you know that your times are in the hand of God, that he is one who controls everything? Nothing happens by chance. He is in ultimate charge. He's in control. My times are in thy hand. As he concludes this roller coaster of a psalm, he returns to joy, even jubilation. Oh, how great is thy goodness, he says in the verse 19, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvellous kindness in a strong city. And when he really comes to the end, he calls upon all saints to love the Lord. And he says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. The lesson is simple and clear. It is human and natural to experience the wide gambit of human emotions in a few brief hours. Yet the beauty of being a Christian is this. In our darkest moments, we can return to the nest of faith in Christ, where there will be rest for our aching hearts. It is for this reason that the psalm has been a constant favourite for Christians in deep and dark distress. Jeremiah, for example, appears to quote from this psalm frequently as he uses the phrase found in verse 13, fear or terror was on every side. Jeremiah was in constant distress as he viewed the collapse of his beloved nation. His grief and sensitive spirit earned him the name the Weeping Prophet. Jeremiah grieved over the sins of others. Jonah, as he languished in the belly of the great fish that swallowed him, he mourned over his own sin, over his own foolishness that brought him to such a place. And in the belly of that great fish, he used the words of verse 6 in his prayer, lying vanities, referring to the futility of living without the true God and going our own way. Jonah had discovered that vanity, that emptiness. The most noteworthy person who derived comfort from the 31st Psalm, however, was Jesus Christ himself. As he suffered on the cross, and as the time of his death drew near, he prayed. And what did he pray? The words of verse 5, into thine hands I commend my spirit. We must ever remember that Christ's death was unlike the death of anyone else. He died not as a mere man, but as the Son of God. He died after experiencing the wrath and curse of God for our sins. He was holy. He was without blame. Yet he suffered as our substitute. He took our place. We ought to have suffered on that cross, but he suffered and he died. Not one of us can understand the grief that was his. Yet he died trusting his Father, commending his spirit into the hands of his Father. Not only that, but 3 days later he arose, he vacated the tomb, he triumphed over death. These words written by David and prayed by Jesus Christ represent hope in a world of death. Because Christ has died and rose again, we can commit our souls into the hands of God, trusting him not only for life, but for eternity. For this reason, many Christians have found comfort in the words of Christ based on this psalm. John Huss was a priest in the city of Prague who in the 14th century dared to challenge the church which dominated the world of medieval Europe. He was not, however, a revolutionary but a simple preacher of the gospel who wanted the church to return to the simplicity of God's word. For that he was taken and burned at the stake. When he was condemned, the bishop said to him, "And now we commit thy soul to the devil." To this John Huss replied, "I commit my spirit into thy hands, Lord Jesus Christ. Unto thee I commend my spirit, which thou hast redeemed." In a world that offers us little but this emotional roller coaster, have you committed your soul like John Huss to God? Have you committed your soul to Christ because Christ himself was able to commit his spirit to his Father? Have you trusted him? God is the only refuge. He is the only real source of consolation in this life, and he is certainly the only hope beyond the grave. I would appeal to you to take Christ as your Saviour. I thank you so much, for listening.